This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I don't need to tell you, campus life at colleges and universities, like the rest of society, is in a state of change. In almost all of them, you will find the recent past has allowed for a number of successes and presented a number of challenges. Higher education in general has to adapt and change to forge a sustainable future. Dr. James Smith took over as president of Eastern Michigan University on July 1st of 2016. I've invited Dr. Smith to spend some time reflecting, assessing, and perhaps projecting as he marks his 5-year anniversary as head of the Ypsilanti Institution. I thank you for making time for us today to do that, Mr. President.
Good morning, David. My pleasure to be with you, and thanks for the opportunity.
Well, take me back to that first half of 2016 as you were preparing to start your tenure at EMU. What were you most excited about?
Well, I'd been a president for a long time, as you know, David. Many of your listeners know I was a president for 7 years in South Dakota, and certainly enjoyed my time there, but was looking for a more diverse campus. I grew up in South Central Ohio, and my family's still there. My wife's family's still there, so we were looking at a place that was a little larger than where I was, a little more complex, had some doctoral programs, had diversity, and all of a sudden the opportunity for Eastern came to the forefront, and certainly I was interested and was fortunate to be selected. And then, as you said, the preparation began of studying our academic programs, studying our student mix, learning about our faculty, and it was a quite a jog on the treadmill getting ready.
And as you got ready and then started to understand what you were stepping to, you know, to this point in my more than 3-decades-long career in broadcasting, I have yet to meet a high-level administrator who, at least privately, hasn't told me about a good grief moment where there's that sense of, what have I gotten myself into? Are you going to be the first without such a moment?
No, that would be disingenuous, and I wouldn't say that. I think the racial strife of my first year, the hateful vandalism painting, the search for that individual, the good work by our detective division and by our police in general, and then a lot of listening to our students. I don't know if it was a good grief, what have I gotten myself into, but it was a, this is not going to be a first gear into second gear into third gear moment. It's going to be immediately from start to overdrive, and it was painful and it was hard work, but I think we've seen a lot of growing from that, and I'm very proud of the growth that we've seen come forward. For example, I think the good work we're doing with Brotherhood and Sisterhood is a direct result of those early months of saying we need to listen more to our students, we need to give them opportunities that may not have been right before them at that time, and you learn and you grow.
As you have pointed out, there certainly have been challenges in your 5 years here, and I do want to continue to focus on the ones that directly impact the quality of life for EMU students. It was in March of 2017 some racist alt-right graffiti was discovered in Halley Library. Prior to that, in September of 2016, racist graffiti was spray-painted on the outside of the wall here where WEMU resides on campus at King Hall. It had the letters KKK and used a racial epithet. Some contend those were aberration incidents, but if you ask a lot of students, they will tell you it speaks to a culture on campus that at times can be toxic. Now, you've mentioned some of the good work that is being done, but how have these incidents been incorporated into your leadership style and how you intend to move EMU forward on these issues?
Yeah, that's a great question, David, and I think the students are right to say that our environment needs to improve every day. And we've worked on diversity, we've worked on equity, we've worked on inclusion. We take very serious conversations around all of those topics. We've worked hard to help students improve their graduation rate. That's something that I heard from some of the same students that say, look, you're ignoring our needs, therefore we're not able to finish. We've obviously continued to add dollars to our scholarship profile. I can't say enough good things about our colleagues that have given on the foundation side. For example, Game Above, you've reported on that a number of times. Their kindness to the Student Emergency Fund, where we knew as we got into the pandemic we were going to have students that struggled mightily. And to have colleagues that came forward, and Game Above certainly wasn't the only group, but many of of the Game Above folks and others said, look, we need to help these students. So the jobs that they depend on, which I've heard from students from virtually day one that I've been here, many of our students work. And as you know, during the height of the pandemic, there were very few jobs. And so we needed to attend to that as well. And we're going to continue to work on those fronts. Swoop's Food Pantry has been an incredibly important asset. Again, all the way back from 2016, 2017, looking at what are our students' needs? How can we help them? How can we do the most we can for their benefit to get that graduation rate up? The most important thing in a president's life is to see a young woman or a young man walk across that stage and get that original degree or get that master's degree, or the pinnacle is to get the PhD. And we want to be as supportive as we can be and have those deliberations with not only our senior cabinet, but with our faculty senate and with our student leader groups and with student government. And we'll continue to press forward with those. We learn a lot, and the more we learn, the more we can implement.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Dr. James Smith as he marks his five-year anniversary as president of Eastern Michigan University. Right now, EMU, its police department, they're among those being sued by a number of women who were sexually assaulted on and around campus. They contend their Title IX rights were violated, but perhaps more importantly, EMU failed to adequately address their reported sexual assaults. This is an ongoing issue, and I understand you cannot comment directly on those cases or that lawsuit. But still, it has to play into how you want to lead the campus forward in creating the culture where young women feel safe and supported. How do you do that without admitting wrongdoing and letting this process play out?
Well, as you say, I'm not a lawyer, David. So even if I was able to comment on the case, I'm not the proper entity to do that. But I will start by saying that details around sexual assault are always heart-wrenching. And I hope I've been able to express that as a president in my weekly memos. You know, for a while we were doing daily memos, and then it was a couple times a week, and now we're doing weekly updates on campus life. I do disagree, and I have said that openly. The university disagrees with many of the complainants' allegations that we didn't respond. We have a very, very complex Title IX office with very, very highly trained individuals. They take extremely seriously the work that they do. In many of the cases that you have reported on and others have as well, the university was not notified. And I think that's really important for the listener groups to hear. We can't help survivors when we don't know the information that they know. And sometimes when we did know, we didn't get them to come forward for whatever reason. That doesn't mean that we don't need to continue to support those survivors. It doesn't mean that we don't need to do better work around Title IX. We have some new training that we're going to roll out this fall. I think people will be impressed by it. It's very high-end, and it's with a very, very high-end provider. We're building new relationships with a really premier support entity in this area, and we'll have those announcements very soon. We know there's more work to be done. There's more work to be done on all regional campuses. The lawsuit aside, the work still needs to happen. We need to be more proactive, and we will be more proactive, and we need to make all of our students understand that Title IX only works when the university has those reports and can follow up on those reports. So that's again, the hard work ahead of us, something I certainly don't look forward to Title IX, but I look forward to the hard work and the coalescence of our teams to do better things for all of our students.
Another huge challenge, Dr. Smith, has been serving as top administrator during a public health crisis, the pandemic. I can think of no way to have been properly prepared for that. So as you ruminate on the past year plus, what are the lessons you've learned personally and as EMU president?
Well, first I will tell you, again, you know this, David, the team at WEMU knows this. I'm an educational policy professor, so to ask me about vaccinations and nasal swabs and can we get testing kits, I felt like that duck out of the water. Maybe that was another one of my moments where I said, good grief. But
right.
we brought people together. We used our health expertise on campus. We put together a public health advisory group, and we said, look, we're all in this deep water together. We're going to learn how to maybe paddle and then swim. And I think the outcome has been quite impressive. You know, we have an on-campus testing center. We were able to make isolation, and I know it was painful for students who were COVID positive, but we made isolation as positive as we could for them. Chartwells was a wonderful partner. We had a concierge that we assigned to the students that were in isolation. We worked with students on teams and in organizations. Again, the average listener would think about football and basketball and soccer, but they wouldn't think about moot court and mock trial and forensics, our debate students, who all have to be together. And we had to figure out, in the height of the pandemic, of course, we were doing it all by Zoom. Our faculty transitioned in a matter of days onto an online format that I think would astound all of us. But then as we brought groups together, we had to determine, how can we do that? How can we have distancing? How can we have safety? How can we bring people back as we did in the fall of this year into residence halls in single rooms? And we did the single room guarantee. So we certainly learned a lot. I learned a lot. We have great colleagues in the health science space, and I will forever be grateful to them for saying, Jim, you've got to do this. And I thought, is that possible? And it was possible, and we could do it, and we did it. And our student compliance, David, the number of our students who said, look, I wear a face mask when I go to work at Kroger's. I do not have a problem wearing a face covering. I will wear a face covering to come to class. I will wear it in the hallways of my residence halls. You couldn't have asked for a better student response. And that gives me a great point of pride. I think we all came together and said, look, this isn't going to go away in 3 weeks. I originally thought that it was, by the way. It's not, and we've got to endure, and we did.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Dr. James Smith as he marks his five-year anniversary as president of EMU. And you have mentioned a lot of the great works that have taken place on campus. There are a number of other highlights as well. The complexion of the campus is changing with the renovations of Sill Hall, the construction of a new science complex. There's been a new and highly touted physician's assistant program launched, and a new partnership, as you mentioned, with Game Above that's helped increasing fundraising here on campus. What are you most proud of to this point?
Oh, there are so many of those, David. I think the look of campus is a great point of pride for me. The graduation rates, as I said, that our four-year graduation rate has gone up by 7 points. Our five-year graduation rate has gone up by 8 points. We're still not at the 60% level that we want to be. We're in the high 40s, in reaching into the 50s for our graduation rates, 4 and 5 year. We want to get those higher, but those are tremendous points of pride. I think the new programming, as you mentioned, in the new buildings, being able to do mechanical engineering, a master's in Africology, being able to do a master's degree in finance that we now have, the continuation of the PA program. I met two young people that are in our master's program, occupational therapy, yesterday. We had some ice cream being served on campus, and just got a chance to talk to them and their faculty sponsor and how excited they are to get out into the healthcare world. Those things all excite me. Being a former teacher, I'm excited about our students going back and student teach in the classroom with students again in the fall. And the numbers that we're seeing coming back to areas like special education, which are incredibly high need, are really impressive to me. And doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of work before us, because we certainly do. There are a lot of them that make me extremely proud. The work our Engage group does, you hear it on the Concentrate Media show that Lisa does on Wednesday. Often those are works that are done by our Engage staff that are doing after-school work with young people. Or at one time they were sewing masks, and we've done professional training out in the community, and all of those kinds of things come together to really make me proud of the work that we've done.
We've learned that more remote learning and offerings can be a part of EMU's future, that technology can decidedly work as an advantage, but the future of higher education itself, Dr. Smith, is going to have to make further adaptations. Statistics show the pool of potential students is going to drop for universities over the next decade. That could mean the further raising of prices for a university degree, something that is appealing to almost no one. Leadership at almost all colleges and universities are pondering what to do. We know there is inherent value in a liberal arts education, but is it not the practical benefit it once was? Are you planning for the future of WEMU with more specialized programming and reduced offerings to remain viable?
Well, we certainly want to impress upon everyone, not only the legislators, but the voting populace in Michigan, of that sentence or part of the sentence you just uttered, David, that we have to be a better educated society. We are going to see less people graduating from high schools. We know that. We know what the demographic numbers look like. But we have many, many thousands of people that have parts of degrees in hand right now in the state of Michigan. How can we help them articulate that two-thirds of a degree, one-half of a degree, one-third of a degree into a bachelor's degree, or maybe it's a certificate? How do we help them get additional training? That's critical. Do we need more funding? Absolutely. Does tuition increase appeal to no one? Classic line and absolutely true. And when we say no one, that includes the president of universities. That includes the chairmen and chairwomen of our boards. None of us like that. We want to see more support. But we need to articulate the importance of what is next in society for degrees and work and the world of work. What was training that might have been available for people in the 70s and 80s are not going to be adequate training points for today and tomorrow. So we need to keep pushing that forward. I think we did a great thing with frontliners. I can't take credit for that. It's been well reported that the President Russ Cavalluna at Henry Ford came to me and asked, hey, would you be our continuation partner when the governor rolled out frontliners? But I think Russ came to me for a reason, because he knew Eastern was positioned to do that kind of work, and we're going to continue to do that and to press that forward. And one that I know you're aware of, and I hope the listening public's aware of, is that we're going to continue to work on the international front as well. I don't believe students today can be successful in the world of work if they don't have a global context. So our Baibu Golf partnership was obviously a big plus for us, to have an international partner in the south of China. But we have a number of study abroad opportunities we want to continue to work on to get that student population and those maybe who aren't yet into our doors, giving them the full global experience as well. So that's a really long answer, but it's a really complex question, and I think that is something that the state of Michigan's going to grapple with, but I'm certainly going to grapple with as long as I'm here as president.
Thank you so much for your time and sharing your perspective today, Dr. Smith. I appreciate it.
David, it's always a pleasure, and I certainly enjoy my opportunity to listen to WEMU and NPR. I have to say, listening to Kingfish Ingram this morning playing a little blues music was fun, and I thank you and the staff at WEMU for all that you do to cover the good work and sometimes the missteps at Eastern. That's what good reporting's all about, and it's a real point of pride for me to have a very high-quality radio station that has the greatest connections with NPR. So thank you for your good work, and I'm always willing to chat about our ups and our downs on campus. Thank you.
Well, now that you've brought that up, I do want to ask one final question, Dr. Smith. As you look to your future, your personal future, how much more of it is going to include Eastern Michigan University?
Well, that's the big question. I have this year and two more remaining on my contract, and I have said from the very beginning that I'd like to do a 10-year run and then head off into retirement. I don't know that I'll ever retire, David, but I'll do some consulting work. But the board makes the decision of whether I stay 3 or 5 years, and I will leave that into their hands. I can only tell you that Connie and I love being here. We love being part of the community. We love our students. All the idiosyncrasies that make Eastern a unique place really appeal to us. So I'm here for 3 for sure, and maybe for 5. And at that point, it'll be time to hand over the baton to someone else and hope that they'll have really good, smooth sailing. We're going to work on making the waters as smooth as possible here in the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, congratulations on your 5-year anniversary at EMU.
Thank you.
That is Dr. James Smith sharing some reflections, assessing our current status and situation, and peeking ahead as he celebrates 5 years as president of Eastern Michigan University. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.